I know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
It's time for us, those weekend golf guys. This week sponsored by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He is in the South at the moment.
I am in the South. You know what? I love it down here. I keep coming every chance I get, right? Because it's winter in Indiana, and God knows it's terrible up there.
I know.
But, you know, in a couple of days, I'm going to have to return Central Indiana. Yes.
And I was driving by the golf course that I live, you know, about a mile and a half from, and it was a little light mist, and it was about 38 degrees. Two of the holes, hole number 8 and hole number 9, are right along the side of the interstate. And I was driving down the interstate, and I saw three guys that I knew on the number 8 tee. And I was appalled. It's 38 degrees, little mist in the air, and they didn't call me for a fourth. I was very upset. Very upset.
Well, there's some issues there, right?
Yeah.
You think you've got friends that are not quite as good of friends as what you thought. I think that's the issue.
No, they just have a bad opinion of my hardiness. It's because I whine a lot when I get cold.
Oh, is that really?
That's okay. It. They just didn't want to put up with that.
There we go. Now I got it.
But, you know, and another
what
thing.
What they wanted was a happy, peaceful round of golf where they could laugh and joke.
Exactly.
And not have to worry about John's whining. That's okay.
No, he'll either whine about being cold or he'll whine about bad shots because he's got too many layers on. So, you know, and I know this is the first year I didn't get any golf stuff for Christmas. In fact, I didn't get much for all I got for Christmas really was fat.
Did you? Yeah, you got fat.
Yeah.
Did you? Did it come gift wrapped?
No. But it was just encased in deliciousness. What can I say?
Oh, that's so funny.
So I have a problem with gluten. And I also found out that Hershey candy bars are gluten free. So I'm eating Hershey candy bars and considering it health food. Okay.
Okay. There's those other things about them that might not make it qualify, but I see where you're planting your flag on this one. I got it.
We've got a good buddy of Jeff's, James Hong, who's one of the great golf instructors up in the Northeast of New York City area. He's coming on a little later in the show, and we're going to be talking about putters and the South and golf courses we want to play and a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, mishmash, stick with us. We are those weekend golf guys, and we're coming right back. The new year happened, and if you noticed how sports is ramping up, basketball, football, collegiate, professional, and there is no better place to get in on all that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried it yet, what are you waiting for, man? You celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and if your team wins, you cash $100. It's so easy, it's safe, it's secure, it's reliable with DraftKings, and they make it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WEEKEND when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code WEEKEND for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9. With it. There's a group of guys I play golf with regularly. I got to tell you, the first thing we do in the first tee, we fire up a good cigar because there is nothing that goes better with golf than a good hand-rolled cigar. And that's just the first one. And we all use Cigars International. We found them. Have you seen them yet? Have you used them? They've got all the right choices for a round of 18 and all the right gizmos and gadgets that make it as easy as possible. They've got windproof torches. They have crush-proof travel cases. And they get those clips that attach to the golf cart. And they have great cigar deals, from their daily deals to weekly specials to the Cigar of the Month Club. And if you don't know what you want, get one of their sampler packs. And right now, Cigars International is offering our listeners 10% off. Plus free shipping. That's right, 10% off your order plus free shipping. To take advantage of these incredible savings, just go to CigarsInternational.com and use the promo code GOLFGUYS when you're ready to check out. That website is Cigars with an S, International.com, and use promo code GOLFGUYS. 10% off plus free shipping, CigarsInternational.com. And thanks for hanging. We are back. 2021's got to be a better year, man. It cannot be worse. Cannot.
Look, my year started off really well. First week of January, Jeff's in Hilton Head. Is that a problem? Not for me.
Not for Jeff.
Not for me. It's not for me.
But even in Hilton Head, it's not like 80s and 90s, though. I mean, you're still looking at 60s, right?
Sure, we're looking at 60s, and it's beautiful. And I have green trees, tall, majestic pine trees when I look up. And you know what else I see?
What?
Bright blue skies and white billowy clouds and white sand bunkers and brown, you know, dormant Bermuda, rough.
Uh-huh.
But I see an awful lot of beautiful overseeded ryegrass fairways. Mm. This is way better than the crusty brown nastiness of central Indiana in the wintertime.
it's just brown. Yucky. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's all.
We got ourselves a 12-hour trip, you know, from Columbus, Indiana, right down to Hilton Head, South Carolina. Let's just bolt through. Oddly enough, when you leave at 7 in the morning, at midday, do you know where that puts you? Assuming that you don't speed too much. Officer, I promise I was really minding my P's and Q's.
You should be somewhere in the upcountry of South Carolina, aren't you?
We were. We were in upstate South Carolina. Okay. You know, I had it in my sights to be about there because, you see, if you can get there by, say, noon to 1 o'clock, you know what you get? Perfect weather.
Ooh, okay.
Given the fact it's wintertime, and no matter what happens at about 5 p.m., we wouldn't have made it to Hilton Head before dark anyway. So why not stop and play golf?
Why not? I mean, what the heck, huh?
So we stopped at this wonderful place. I'm even going to mention them on the radio because they deserve the kudos, because they had, after the lousy weather of the last day or so beforehand, dumped down a whole bunch of rain. This place, Cherokee Valley Golf and Country Club, and in upstate, just north of Greenville, it's a place called Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. And boy, when we got there, it was gorgeous. It was really wet outside, but boy, it was gorgeous. And you know what they had? They had these really cool bikes, motorized bikes to put your golf bag on and ride. These things were called the Fin.
You posted that on Facebook page, man. That looked so cool.
It was so much fun. John, I got to tell you, you have to get on one of those because realistically, you know, you'll balance yourself out pretty well on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got a small back tire and a big front tire. So it kind of sits like a little chopper. So you kind of sit back a little bit, and the golf bag sits – basically, you're straddling your golf bag.
Okay.
So it sits in the frame, and the head, all the club heads are sticking out up front by the handlebars, mm-hmm. and you got hand brakes, and you got this throttle, and no, it's not a twist the hand like a motorcycle. And oh, by the way, the brakes are backwards. Normally on bikes, you squeeze the left, and it's the front brake. Mm-hmm. And on these, you squeeze the left, and it's actually the rear brake. It's kind of weird. But cool. Bopping up and down the hills, like riding, you know, it was so much more fun than a golf cart.
Yeah, it adds a whole new dimension. It's like playing two games at once.
Oh, it was crazy good. And you know what? We didn't even bother to keep score. We were hitting shots and seeing how fast we could get to our next shot on these bikes.
Can I get there before the ball ends?
You know, the things in the air were hopping on going, I got it, see ya. It was so much fun. So everybody who's listening to this, find some golf course that has these things and just go have a heyday, because this brings a whole new level of fun to golf.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really won't mind playing when you got these things. It doesn't matter. Your mind's in a better place. You'll hit better shots because you're not all worried about anything, because you have this wonderful, fun distraction that you get to go do. It's awesome. So we did that on the way down.
You didn't do like donuts in the middle of the fairway or anything like that?
No. Okay. No, we were trying not to tear the place up because they were so nice to let us out there and it was soaking wet. You know, I would imagine that people would try to do things, wheelies, right? In better conditions, I think that they would probably try to do some of those kinds of things.
You know, I've got a bucket list of golf courses I'm going to go to this year.
Oh, let's hear them.
As I was telling people, this is the first year that I haven't gone over to play St. Andrews because of COVID-19. Every other year I haven't gone because I couldn't afford it. So,
oh, well, I'm glad you could afford it this year.
I have a new excuse this year. But now I've been doing a lot of stuff, and I have seen some of these places. I know one of the things I have never – I've gone through Myrtle Beach numerous times, but I've never gone there to play golf. But I'm going to go to the Tidewater Golf Club in Myrtle Beach this year, and I'm going to play there.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. I'm holding you accountable to this.
You ever been
I
there?
Want four more names. You gave me Tidewater. There's one.
Okay. You ever been to Birmingham, Alabama and play golf at the Renaissance Ross Bridge course down there?
I have not.
Neither have I, man, but this is the year I'm going to do it. You want to come?
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Okay.
One thing that I'm going to do that you have done but I have never done is I'm going to play the Pete Dye course at French Lick, but I'm going to play it in order.
In order?
I've never
As in the order that
– Yeah, I've never started on number one and finished on 18. I've always played scrambles there.
Ah, okay.
So I want to just go play a regular round of golf where you can attack the course in the order with which it was designed.
Or it can attack you in that order. Yeah. Which, you know, whichever way you want to look at that, right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to play the new
American Dunes in Michigan.
Yes, yeah. American Dunes Nicholas in Michigan. Course. We're going to be there. We're going to be there on opening weekend. We got invited to the opening festivities.
When is that? I forgot. When is that? Do you
May
remember?
2nd.
May 2nd.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
And I'm open to suggestions for a fifth course, man. I am torn.
Okay. I'm telling you what it's going to be right now. There's no question about what this is going to be.
Okay.
I have played this golf course. I have had more fun on this golf course. I am absolutely one of this golf course's zealots of you got to go play it.
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Why did
That's
I
right,
know?
Baby. How did you know? Because I don't talk about any other golf course with this sort of zeal.
I know.
It is so much fun to play there.
It's kind of an evangelical zeal you've got there for Tobacco Road, but I will put that on my list.
Yes, put that on your list. I'm going to hold you to that, just like I'm holding you to American Dunes.
Right.
Because both of those are a little bit of a hike for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to get off of that wallet of yours and put it into gas money. Right?
Bummer.
Mr. Oh, no, I'm not leaving Louisville. No way. We got the same golf course I always play right here in Louisville.
I got a mile up my house from my house, man. I got a really nice golf course. Why do I want to go anywhere else?
Because it's something different. And believe me, I get it. Right, I drove right by you just the other day. I forgot to say hi, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, that's
about
that. Okay, man.
It was early in the morning. You wouldn't have been very happy with me had I done it.
I wouldn't have been awake, nor really caring where you were.
Grouching, grumping at the walking down the stairs, sluffling along, going, "Who the frumba is at my front door?" Hey, listen, it would have been me, and you'd looked at me and went, "What?"
If you want to talk to us a little bit on Facebook, why don't you join us at the Facebook group, facebook.com/golfguys, and we can compare notes on some of our bucket list courses. Because, you know, we know people, and we can arrange rounds of golf at places. And if
I was thinking you were sounding like a mob boss there for a second. We know people, and we can make things happen.
Well, we can. And if enough people want to go to the same places, we probably can make that happen. You know what I'm saying?
How about we pull two of those off, right? How about we get people to go up to American Dunes in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and then get some people to go down to
Tobacco
the
Road.
Famous. Tobacco Road.
Do, 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 do.
How about we get something like that? How about we drum up some of that off all our listeners?
Yeah.
Out there. I mean, come on. There's a million listeners out there. Let's set of those weekend golf guys date.
Yep.
And come play and create a tournament, and let's just go
just
do the
fun.
Radio show right from there and have a great time.
We're going to do
have
it.
Some fun.
We'll bring 24, 36 of our closest friends or whatever. See how many we can take with us. So do that. Just go to facebook.com/golfguys. Let us know where you want to go, and we'll try to put something together.
You know who else I want to have come on this trip?
Who's that?
I want the Honger.
Oh, of course. I mean, we've got to have some of the best, the best teachers who can also be the most fun. And he'll bring the donuts, which is cool.
He'll bring the donuts, but see, he'll hog the donuts.
That's okay. Right? He'll bring the donuts. I'll bring the Hershey bars. Maybe we'll do s'mores. You know, we'll have some fun.
There we go.
We will have some fun. I got some questions. One of the things I didn't get for Christmas that I do need this year is a new putter, and I'm going to talk to you about them when we come right back. We have started a second podcast, and we would like to get your opinion. Go to approachshot.net. And let us know what you think. Approachshot.net. there are a bunch of things that can negatively affect your performance on the golf course. You know, there's those nagging pains, the shoulder pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, even back pain, that kind of stuff. They're just nagging, and they can negatively affect how well you move. But something else is the anxiety, the nervousness, especially, you know, people watching you get a little uptight. Getting uptight is the worst thing for your golf game. So you can lose the first tee jitters, and you can get on the level of performance you deserve. Well-being starts with WellCare. You need to use the code WEEKEND for 20% off your first purchase. Visit WellCareBotanicals.com. That's WellCareBotanicals.com. Or you can call 888-211-2011. You've got problems with aches, you got problems with pains, or more like me, you got problems with first tee jitters and anxiety. WellCareBotanicals.com. Use code WEEKEND. Or call 888-211-2011.
Stunning.
You don't have to hit a shot to fall in love with the Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. Our hotel and golf packages are the way to go. Add the casino and spas, and it's a road trip for the memory book. Safely get back to the game you love with one of the packages found online at FrenchLick.com. Legendary golf at French Lick Resort. A breath of fresh air.
Must be 21 to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Have you ever had one of these experiences where your wife says, hey, I think we should do something this way. And you say, no, I think we should do it this way. And she goes, you know, you're right. We'll go with your idea. And you sit back and go, really? Wow. You see, reflecting on last year, we realized that we had both gained too much weight. So she sits down with a pad of paper and says, we're going to start planning meals and you're going to go to the grocery store and get all the stuff we need. And I went, no, we're not going to do that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to HelloFresh. They've got low calorie, they've got carb smart, they've got vegetarian, they've got pescatarian, they've got whatever kind of a menu you need. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. It cut down on the grocery bills and the food waste, I'm telling you that much. And HelloFresh, you know, they deliver pre-proportioned ingredients, so you're not overbuying, which is a burden on the planet and our wallet, and yours too, I would imagine. I gotta tell you, we had the steak à poivre and garlic herb shrimp. A lot easier to make than it is to pronounce, trust me. And it's got like 650 calories. When eating smart can be this delicious, I say do it more often. So that's what we're going to do. HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/weekend10. Use the code weekend10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. 10 free meals, including free shipping. You heard right. HelloFresh.com/weekend10. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Hey, thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. I am stuck in a studio in Louisville, Kentucky, and he is out gallivanting again. Hilton Head somewhere, just having
some what?
Good time.
I gallivant so well.
You do it
it's
well.
It's scary.
Yes, I know.
It's
I know.
Scary. I know.
You majored in gallivanting in school, didn't you? I think.
You know, I got it down to a science.
And we don't dispute science, do we? No, sir.
No, we don't. Just follow the science, man.
You know, one of the things we have had discussions, putting is not my strong suit.
Oh, I would never have guessed.
I know, man. It's so out of character for everybody, isn't it?
It is.
One of the and I have been guilty of doing what every other golfer in the world does, is he blames his equipment. And he goes and looks for the magic flute, the magic tool, the magic thing that is going to make it so he can putt. And I have used the newest and the latest. I've used the ones that you can stand up by yourself and sit behind and try to align. I've used the ones with the magic laser aligning. I've had one of those oversized FGP Seymours.
Yeah. I remember that one.
None of which have really – I mean, of all of them, the Seymour was the easiest to align, but none of them really helped with the putting. I was still missing things a little bit left, a little bit right, whether or not it was misreading my alignment or misreading the green. It's the break in the green. Who knows? But I have found – I went back, way back into time, back when I was – not dealing with bad putting. You know?
Was it pre-mustache days? That's what I want to know.
No, I have no pre-mustache days, man. I think my high school yearbook picture was pre-mustache, and that's the last time you ever saw me without one. But I went back to my old Odyssey white-hot two-ball putter. And my putting has improved. I find that one the most accurate as far as aligning for my eyes go.
So are you saying that your putting has now turned white hot?
It has improved substantially.
Ah.
I no longer knee knock over anything farther or closer than 8 feet or whatever. I've been putting quite well this season.
But it's January 5th. Or six.
Last season.
Good for you. Okay. I was like, wow, that's a bold statement. I'm putting much better that's this right. season.
That's right. Because I played one round. But
I got this thing at my house in a, you know, this little mat, and I'm making all those 3-footers.
Yeah, I know.
Killing it.
I'm doing great.
I'm tearing
I'm doing
it up great. This
season. But I know that the technology has vastly improved, and you've been getting on me for missing out on technology with my 12-year-old irons and yes. my 5-year-old putter. But I do need to get a new one because I realize that this putter's too short for me. I need the bigger one.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest I do? What's hot?
Well, look, in 2018 and 19 and 20, mm-hmm. everybody seems to be putting with that spider putter.
Yeah.
Right. And things of that ilk.
Yeah.
I love using the word ilk because you use it all the time and it yeah. just sounds cool. Right?
I got no idea what it means, but I love using it.
That's right. It's a simple word to say and it just rolls off the tongue and it ends in ilk. But really, seriously, you did this one time and you got that Seymour putter out of it. No, not beg. Get fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get fit for your putter,
yep.
John. Really seriously. Don't just roll into a place and go, oh, wow, there's 50 putters around this fake putting green. And I'm just going to grab something off the rack and slap a few putts and go, I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Go get putter fit with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing.
Okay.
Right. Get the length right. Get the grip size right. Get the weight balance right. Get it so that it helps you align your putter, because what if you get a handful of things right about the fitting and one thing you get wrong, if it can't be the thing that helps you aim, just like you had mentioned, you farted around with other putters mm-hmm. and then you went back to the old two ball because it helped you aim your putter better.
Yeah.
Look, you got to have something.
Yeah.
And whatever it is that helps you aim, remember that old spaceship putter that you used to have that yeah. had this other funky little, I'm not really sure how that you ever aimed that thing, but you had a system with it and it seemed to be, you know, at least it kept it on the green. So that was a good start, right? But
it was hard to
help
though.
You aim.
Yeah, that was confusing because it had the shaft actually attached to the outside of the putter head, not the middle or yeah. the inside. And it was just kind of weird it felt weird, but
it should have felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because had it looked that weird and felt normal, I'd have to wonder about how you're built, right? How yeah. you're wired.
Well, you know, it was Canadian.
But no. It's truth be told, you have to get it so that it fits and that you can see mm-hmm. and that it's easy for you to pick up and line up and go, yep, that's – I know where I'm aimed.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
everybody – I hope everybody that's listening to this has a putter like that. That fits them. The length is right. The lie angle is right. The weight balance is right. And the ability to aim the face where you think you're aimed. That's a huge thing because you're not going to make any putts. If, you know, you think you're aimed in one place and you're really aimed someplace else and your putter is
yeah.
misleading your eye, let's
yeah.
say it that way.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. No, I have had that happen to me on multiple occasions.
Yeah. So let's get that putter fit.
Nobody at the big box stores is listening at the moment. If I went to a big box store, would they fit me or should I go to somebody who fits for a living?
I would go somebody who fits for a living.
Okay.
And then go, you know, go piddle around with a few at the big box place, right? Because they've got them. You know, they got a ton of them.
Right.
But the guy who really knows what he's doing He'll make recommendations. Mm-hmm. And he'll put you in something that works. And that's pretty important.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So now the question is, do I go back to Club Champion and have them fit me for a putter, or do I come see you?
You know, I'm not sure if Club Champion does – if they really fit putters. I don't know that. I don't know if their business model is fitting putters well as it is – do they?
Yep.
Then go.
Okay.
Then go. Look, I've got my nice cap toe unit. I do an awful lot of – I do an awful lot of fitting with people. But, you know, I don't have a bending machine.
Okay.
And so it may be too flat, maybe too upright. They can get that right for you. They've got a bending machine.
Yeah. Oh, they got everything.
Yeah.
They have a special part set aside in the studio for putting only.
Yeah. Here, I got another solution for you here on this one, John.
Okay. What's that, man?
Okay. So you make a deal with these guys, right? Uh-huh. You get yourself a putter fit, and we put them on the show, and they come on and they talk about how Club Champion does putter fitting.
Right. Yeah.
And there you got your little way that you like to do business.
And everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. John keeps to sit on his wallet, and these guys get some advertising. Everybody's happy.
And I got all that extra money to go play golf at that Tobacco Road. So there
that's
you go.
Right. Because you know what? They really, really want to see you at Tobacco Road.
Oh yeah, sure.
Because once you play this thing, you'll talk about playing this thing 100 million times, just like I do.
Yeah, I know.
Now all of a sudden, it'll be the Tobacco Road Golf Show.
where in North Carolina is it exactly?
It's in Sanford. Which is southwest of Raleigh, Durham, by a little bit, and it is northeast of Pinehurst by a little bit.
Okay.
So it's. Right, kind of, I don't want to say right smack in the middle because I'm going to be wrong about that, but it is between those two places.
Okay,
and it is really it's only a half hour to 40 minutes north of Pinehurst on Highway, whatever the highway
on that, whatever the highway. I gotcha.
Yeah, right.
That's cool. That is cool. We're going to be talking with one of Jeff's friends, a top instructor from the Northeast New York City area, James Hong.
Oh. We brought him on again.
Yeah, he's funny, man. He keeps coming back. What can I say? He's like a bad penny.
He's like a bad penny.
Just a little research I want to give you because you've been bad mouthing my irons, man. they're 12 years old, but they're great.
Look, Methuselah played with those when he was a kid.
He did.
Okay.
And so we got to research what could be. A decent replacement because I out-hit everybody I play with those irons, even people who I consider to be better golfers than me. I mean, not you, but, you know, guys who are, like, equal but a little better. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm confusing myself with this, and we all know how easily confused I can be, you know. In fact, let me tell you, I thought I was confused. I thought I was reading it wrong because I said, no way this can be right. But it is. DraftKings. You know them. They are America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried it yet, well, it's time that you do so now because this is something you can't miss. To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games, ready, at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1. On any football game this weekend, and if your team wins, you cash $100. DraftKings is safe, they're secure, they are reliable, and they make it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience, which is of the utmost consideration when picking which sports book you are going to deal with. You can download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. And use the promo code WEEKEND when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. Any football game this weekend. That's code WEEKEND for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. 100-1 odds. Bet a dollar, you win, you get 100. It's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. James Honks coming up next is going to be a very enjoyable segment of radio to listen to. So hang with us. We are those weekend golf guys.
Can't get enough John Ashton? And really, which of us can? Hi, this is Neil Michaels, co-host of John's other podcast, The Approach Shot. On The Approach Shot, we hear hilarious golf stories from celebrities and semi-celebrities. This week's guest is tennis great James Blake, who stops by to talk golf, tennis, and overcoming some pretty steep obstacles. Then comedian Bill Benden drops by to share a few more laughs. So download an episode or two and have a listen to The Approach Shot and get you some more John.
There's a group of guys I play golf with regularly. I got to tell you, the first thing we do in the first tee, we fire up a good cigar. Because there is nothing that goes better with golf than a good hand-rolled cigar. And that's just the first one. And we all use Cigars International. We found them. Have you seen them yet? Have you used them? They've got all the right choices for a round of 18 and all the right gizmos and gadgets that make it as easy as possible. They've got windproof torches. They have crush-proof travel cases. And they get those clips that attach to the golf cart. And they have great cigar deals, from their daily deals to weekly specials to the Cigar of the Month Club. And if you don't know what you want, get one of their sampler packs. And right now, Cigars International is offering our listeners 10% off. Plus free shipping. That's right, 10% off your order plus free shipping. To take advantage of these incredible savings, just go to CigarsInternational.com and use the promo code GOLFGUYS when you're ready to check out. That website is Cigars with an S, International.com, and use promo code GOLFGUYS. 10% off plus free shipping, CigarsInternational.com.
Stunning.
You don't have to hit a shot to fall in love with the Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. Our hotel and golf packages are the way to go. Add the casino and spas, and it's a road trip for the memory book. Safely get back to the game you love with one of the packages found online at FrenchLick.com. Legendary golf at French Lick Resort. A breath of fresh air.
Must be 21 to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hey, thanks for hanging. We are those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. Special guest with us, James Hong, who is, depending on who you ask, a teacher better than Jeff.
Depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah. We asked James, and he said definitely.
That's okay.
And who are we to argue? No, I'm sure if he wasn't as good and is of the same ilk, Jeff, you wouldn't be friends and you wouldn't have invited him.
I really want to know what ilk is, because you keep saying that and I want to know.
Type. Okay. Compatriot.
Because ilk, it just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's a ilky word, right?
So Google it. It'll be there. But anyhow, James, welcome to those weekend golf guys. Thanks for hanging out and being a buffer between me and him, because he's getting kind of obnoxious. But it is January.
You just figured this out now.
No. He usually tempers it a little bit. But, you know,
why do you think he lives in New York?
You get him around friends and there it goes. But it is January. And for the most part, except for, you know, those people who have moved to Florida or moved to Arizona or whatever, it's a little cold to play golf. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm looking at the AccuWeather's, you know, 1 and 2 week forecasts out there, trying to pick a day that might be warm enough to play and making reservations just in case. But a lot of people have, you know, like 50 degrees. If it's under 50, I'm not going outside. So a lot of us have a lot of indoor time. And one of the things you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, James, is don't let your game fall apart.
Right.
So when it's cold like this, what can we do to not let our game fall apart?
Well, I know sometimes people, when they're at home, they don't have something like a net or something to hit into. So they start thinking, well, I can't hit any golf balls, so what good is it going to do? You know, the time-honored tradition is foot spray. So if you've got yourself some of this foot spray powder, I know Dr. Scholl's is the big one, but a lot of generic brands out there, it's you can use this as a golf ball, believe it or not, where what I like to do, I show a lot of my students is you just spray a spot. Just get like your welcome mat that you would have at your front door. Mm-hmm. Use that as your range mat. Spray a dot down. Spray another line behind it. So this would be the spot that would represent the golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
Spray a line behind it that's probably about 4 or 5 inches behind it. And then you can make swings trying to hit that dot without hitting that line. And that's going to help you with your ball striking. Huh. Maybe what you can do is draw two spots there. That creates a gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is you draw a third one that represents the ball. You can swing your club between the two dots as a gate. It's kind of like putting two tees in the ground right. and swinging between the two tees. It's the same exact thing. And that'll really help you with your ball striking.
Clubhead moves the powder so you know where
right.
you fit.
You got this. You're spraying that dot. What's also interesting is when you spray that dot on the ground here and you hit that dot, it leaves a mark on the club face as well.
Ah.
And that tell you where I'm swinging and hitting a golf ball, whether the mark could be over here. I'm hitting a lot of shots off the heel, mm-hmm. off the toe, or just right. So that little function has so many purposes behind it. Great way for you to practice your ball striking.
You know, it's evidence-based instruction in the home. Is all of a sudden it just shows up and you've got either a mark on your club or you don't, depending on what your goal really is. Like James said, if you put it on the outside, sweep the club in between, you want to keep your club as clean as possible. But if you're trying to blast the ball right in the middle of the face, all of a sudden you've got evidence that shows that where you struck it. That's always a good thought. The other day I had a guy come in, you know, he sat down with me for a little bit and he asked me what he could do, but he's going through a tough time. He's going through a divorce and his ideas were pretty interestingly enough. He said, well, you know, I'm probably not going to be able to keep the house, so I'm probably not going to use ping pong balls. I'm thinking I'm probably going to use real balls. I'm probably going to line up a few things that I don't really want to see anymore or probably won't wind up with. And, you know, I just kind of looked at him and went, you're serious about this? He goes, nah, I'm going to use ping pong balls like you told me. that was pretty interesting commentary. But I always implore with people to use ping pong balls in the house because they just don't break stuff. You know, they don't break the TV. They don't knock the lamp over. They don't knock over the picture of your mother-in-law, no matter how hard you try. And it is one of those things that they're really good because you do have some feedback, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have the feedback of the club striking the ping pong ball because the weight of the ping pong ball is nil. But you do have the feeling of wielding the club in your hands in the house, just like with James's drill. You've got something that you've got some evidence down there of what happened. And with the ping pong ball, you know where the strike is, but you didn't feel it as hard as what it would be if it was a regular golf ball. You can work on pitching it over the sofa, onto the sofa,
mm-hmm.
just short of the sofa, chip it over the dog.
Those red cups and, you know, put it in the cup. If you can, yeah. you can spray the ping pong ball with the foot powder and it would leave a mark on the club as well, right?
Right. You can do a lot of that stuff. So people get creative in your house. Make sure that you're give yourself plenty of room, though. Just give yourself plenty of club swinging room, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to wind up like the guy that came in the other day.
Because ping pong balls don't break things, but golf clubs do.
Yeah,
yes.
They sure do.
Yes.
Look, a lot of us like to hibernate in the wintertime. The trouble is when we come out in the springtime, we got to go shopping for new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we ought to do is work out in the wintertime instead.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise we start looking at it going, man, I spent some good money on clothes last year. I would like to actually wear those again this year. So do yourselves a favor. Keep your bodies in shape throughout the winter. Go find yourself a good workout program. You can find darn near everywhere. Keep your body in shape. Swing a lot. Making sure that your golf game's in good a shape as possible. Landing spot is always an important thing for golf. So, you know, go ahead, get your body in shape. Make sure you know where your club's going to land when you do it. And you're really staying in shape and you're really going to come out in the springtime just better.
James, you have any specific types of workout regimens, golf-specific ones that you recommend?
Yeah, I think the mistake that I see a lot of people doing is that, I mean, they have the right reasons behind it. They want to gain some flexibility, so they do a lot of stretching. But the problem is you have to understand the difference between dynamic stretching and static stretching. Static stretching is where you hold a position for 10 seconds, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff should be done at the end of a workout, but people think that's a warm-up, and that's actually sometimes detrimental, leads to injuries. Uh-huh. So you want to do some dynamic stuff first, which would be like maybe you're just twisting in place, stuff like that, you know, like doing an aerobics kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that gets the body moving, you don't have to go at a fast pace, but anything where you're moving around is a dynamic warm-up, a dynamic stretch, and that actually will go further for you and your golf game than those single pose stretches that we would do in like a gym class when we were in fifth grade.
Yeah. Fantastic. No wonder I couldn't play golf well in fifth grade.
You know, it's good that we bring this up because I think that sometimes the, in the wintertime, you know, people that are getting up in years that still want to play golf you know, they definitely need to do something. If they can't find a way to make it down to southern temperatures, you know, southern climates where they get to play a lot, be outside, and they're kind of stuck, you know, maybe they're in the Midwest someplace, and they need to get out. They need to do something. Then maybe they're up in the Northeast where James is. But, you know, bodies get older every year, every day. And, you know, we got to keep them loose. We got to keep them exercised. We got to make sure we stay in good shape so we can enjoy yet another year of good golf. Mm-hmm. So everybody go out there and do what you can.
Or a first year of good golf, depending.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go out and kill yourself in the gym and think you've got to do a 5-hour workout. Sometimes it's like, I know one of the things I've been doing recently is I get up in the morning and I'll spend 10 minutes on a stationary bike and I won't even pedal fast. It's just a casual, you know, spin on the bike for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then do some other stuff. And then maybe walking after dinner or walking before dinner, or maybe just kind of just any kind of light movement, light exercise. You don't, like I said, you don't have to be Bryson DeChambeau-ing it every day. But you'll find that that actually has a lot of long-term benefits. Just the fact that you're remaining somewhat active is going to help you out.
And adding some muscle tone and some strength to your legs would not hurt on the golf course, I would imagine.
Yeah, Certainly
a gigantic source of power is the lower body. So the stronger that is, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is riding that stationary bike sufficient, or should one go out and try to get a leg press or something?
If that's what you want to do, go ahead. I would suggest you also speak to a fitness specialist first. Mm-hmm. And talk to your doctor just to make sure that you're capable of undertaking an exercise program, because you don't want to just jump in there. That's why people get injured. It's like number one cause of injury for men over the age of 40 is they do thinking they're under the age of 40.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's why I said just doing a stationary bike ride for 10 minutes. And like what I'll do is I'll go into the garage and then I'll work out for 30, 45 minutes. Yeah. But just like doing that 3 or 4 times throughout the day, maybe just in between lessons, I'll just kind of like do 10 body weight squats right there and then move on. And so anything like that, just to maintain some sort of activity in your daily routine is going to be good for you.
I would imagine anything that could allow you to continue to repeat your golf swing, especially with the feedback. Like, I mean, that whole foot powder thing, that's a fantastic idea. Jeff, I don't know why you didn't tell me this 6 years ago, but that's okay. We can talk about that.
I can listen to former episodes. I can't believe how many of them you're in and you don't listen to them. That's unbelievable. It's almost as if you're not even doing the production, posting them up online.
I'm just trying to be polite, man. Shush. But I mean, that is what we all go for, is we want some friendly feedback. Not some guy going, you did it wrong. Do it again.
Wait a minute. Friendly feedback?
Yes.
What show are you listening to?
It's out of my fantasy world. I'm sorry.
And that one really sucked. Try it again.
Exactly. You are cut from the same cloth as Mr. Jeff.
Hey, that's ilk, buddy.
That's right. Now you're getting it. You did Google it. All right. Glad to hear that. Can you hurt yourself if you play when it's too cold? Is there any damage you can do by playing when it's too cold? I mean, can you damage your clubs? Can you damage yourself? Can you damage the course? Should we just stay home? What's the deal?
Not stay home.
Okay.
But you know what? If they don't want you on the golf course because, let's say, there's a whole bunch of frost,
right,
and they don't want you out there, John, right, at least listen to them then. But when they let you go, go play. If your doctor says, hey, you're not going to hurt yourself, then go play. And if you hurt your clubs on a cold day, well, then go fix them.
Or buy new ones. Don't worry, they'll make more.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I think
yours are Methuselah built your clubs.
I think the thing you have to worry about with your clubs is that if you keep them outside in the cold in the trunk of your car, then especially the graphite shafted clubs, there might be an issue with them cracking. But just bring them into the garage so that it's a little bit warmer. And then when you take them out and play, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the other thing you can do in terms of this time of the year, it's maybe you shouldn't be playing from the championship tees. Maybe move up one tee box.
Or 12.
Right? Or even 2 tee box. Yeah. I have no problems on this time of the year going out playing 3 or 4 holes when it's like 35 degrees outside and just playing off from the front tees.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I want to hit a ball. I want to see it go forward. I want to get it on the green, two putt, go on. I'll do that. And then I'm just happy. I don't have to be playing a 493-yard par four at this time of the year.
Yeah, right? Or any time of the year for some of us.
That's John, there's one advantage, though. When you finish on the 18th hole, you know, and you're usually chucking your clubs into the lake, now you can actually walk out and pick them up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, the bottom line, get yourself some foot powder, spray can, get yourself a welcome mat. I'm on the way to Walmart right now, and just practice with it. Cause you get the feedback. You can keep your swing going and actually know you're doing it right, because you can keep swinging a golf club all day long, but if you're not doing it right, it's not going to help you. But
right.
You get the feedback with, what James explained and Jeff explained with the mats and the powders and the golf balls or the ping pong balls or whatever. Fantastic. At which point you will be ready and raring to go when it actually does get warmer all over and you have a chance to go out and play some golf. Speaking of which, I can't really get excited about new golf clubs because mine are working fine.
John, yours need to be in a trophy case someplace.
They're 12 years old.
They're more than 12 years
old. No, they're not.
They were 12 years old when you were 7.
They came out in 2008.
BD or AD?
They're ganging up on me. Okay. Hang out. We've got more. We'll be right back.
Every time you hit the course, you're looking for your best possible performance. You can't be too low energy. You can't be too high strung. You have to find the perfect sweet spot, the Goldilocks zone. Now, most golfers experience residual aches and pains from playing. You know, your elbow, your knee, your wrist, they may not be career ending, but these issues will and can affect your game. That's why WellCare Botanicals provides premium CBD products that can help with concentration, that can improve sleep and help you recover from aches and pains that'll help improve your golf game. The ingredients list has no additives, no pesticides, no parabens, and once harvested, the hemp is processed by CO2 extraction that ensures zero residual solvents. Loose your first tee jitters and get on the level you deserve. Well-being starts with WellCare. Use code WEEKEND and get 20% off your first purchase. Visit us at wellcarebotanicals.com or call 888-211-2011. That's 888-211-2011 or visit wellcarebotanicals.com. Use code WEEKEND.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 844-606-8411. That's 844-606-8411.
Can't get enough John Ashton? And really, which of us can? Hi, this is Neil Michaels, co-host of John's other podcast, The Approach Shot. On The Approach Shot, we hear hilarious golf stories from celebrities and semi-celebrities. This week's guest is tennis great James Blake, who stops by to talk golf, tennis, and overcoming some pretty steep obstacles. Then comedian Bill Benden drops by to share a few more laughs. So download an episode or two and have a listen to The Approach Shot and get you some more John.
And welcome back. Thanks for hanging with all those weekend golf guys. So 2021 is going to be a much better year. Your game is going to improve this year. Jeff will see to that, because we are going to be having some live online webinars, golfinars, whatever you want to call them. Some lessons that you may or may not benefit from. It depends on whether you have the problem that Jeff is addressing. We'll address every problem, basically. So eventually we'll get around to yours. And also, I want you to go to Facebook.com/golfguys and give us a list. Maybe just don't do five, because that gets confusing for the tabulations. Give us the two top golf courses you want to play this year. And just the only caveat is that they be in the continuous 48 states.
Are you saying you don't want to go to Hawaii, John?
I don't want to go to Hawaii. I don't want to go to Hawaii. Man,
what's wrong with you?
It takes you a week and a half just to get there and back.
You know? I want to go to Hawaii.
Do you? Actually, I've been to – have you ever been to the American Virgin Islands?
I have not.
Well, nope. You go there and you find out most of the movies and TV shows that they shoot in Hawaii actually are not shot in Hawaii. It's cheaper for them to go to the American Virgin Islands. Just as pretty, and they've got good golf courses, and it doesn't take a week and a half round trip to get there.
Maybe we should just go there.
That would be a good place. Or maybe no place where you need a passport, because that eliminates some people. Give us the two bucket list courses in the United States you want to play at.
I don't know. I got some bucket list stuff. I'm going to throw a couple out there. I'm going to see that thing. I'm going to go to the, because we're talking about doing this on the Facebook page. Yeah.
Facebook.com/golfguys. Yes, indeed. And we're going to take it and we're going to pick like the top three that everybody that shows up on most people's lists. And we're going to go there and we will take people with us. All right.
Sounds good.
Facebook.com/golfguys. That's all we need to do.
That's a good place to go.
It is a great place to go, man.
Let's go there. All right.
Cool. It's facebook.com/golfguys. You can go there and give us your top two courses you want to play this year. You can go there and check out all the other fun stuff that we do on the page. Those weekendgolfguys.com is a good place to go. If you ever miss an episode, any show that you didn't catch, you can listen to online in its podcast form. And we would appreciate you just going there and maybe just subscribing to the podcast. Plus, we have a second podcast we want to recommend. It's called The Approach Shot. Check it out. The Approach Shot. Look for it wherever podcasts are sold. We will be back next week. I mean, I will. You coming back, Jeff? I'm sure.
I'll be here.
Unless you get a better offer from
someone. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Well, I don't know. I might be playing golf.
Yeah.
I mean, January. Time for me to play because, you know, it's not teaching season. Besides, studio is getting its upgrade. It's getting a facelift.
Okay, cool. Hopefully, Jeff will be with us next week and you will be too. Until that time, whether you're in the north, east, west, or south, if you get a chance, go play some golf.